Simon & Schuster Audio presents Circus of Wonders, a novel by Elizabeth McNeil. Read by Tuppence Middleton.
For Mum and Dad, with all my love. Part 1, May 1866. The river where you set your foot just now is gone. Those waters giving way to this. Now this. Heraclitus, Fragments. We are unfashioned creatures, but half made up. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein, 1823. Nell. It begins with an advertisement nailed to an oak tree.
Jasper Jupiter's Circus of Wonders, someone shouts. What is it?
The greatest show on earth. Everyone is shoveling forwards, tutting, shouting. A woman shrieks, "Watch your wings!" Through a gap between armpits, Nell glimpses a fragment of the handbill. The colour sings, bright red edged in gold. An illustration of a bearded woman dressed in a red doublet, golden wings clipped to her boots. Stella the songbird, bearded like a bear. Nell leans closer, straining to see the whole of the advertisement, to read the looping words. Minnie the famed behemoth. A huge grey creature, long-snouted. Brunette, the Welsh giantess. The world's smallest museum of curious objects. A sketch of a white crocodile in a jar, the sloughed skin of a snake. At the top of the handbill, three times the size of any of the other acts, is a man's face. His moustache is curled into two sharp brackets, cane held like a thunderbolt. Jasper Jupiter. She reads, "Showman presents a dazzling troupe of living curiosities."
"What's a living curiosity?" Nell asks her brother.
He doesn't answer. As she stands there, she forgets the endless cutting and tying of violets and nasty...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?